Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. We took a little break, but now we're back. The man in front of me, breaking legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, and I don't think we took a break between this week and last week. I think we took a break 2 weeks ago.
Did we?
We did,
no, last
yes,
week
absolutely.
We didn't have a show.
Didn't we have a show last week?
We did have a show.
Yeah, did we?
We did, yes.
I have no idea what's going on.
It was the me neither.
I haven't been here for so long.
Don't worry, I got you, bro.
I have no idea what's going on.
So you are Pantelis, I'm Mike Ward.
That's the big red machine.
I'm retarded.
It's Kool-Aid, man.
Dude, speaking of retarded, do you remember there was a good show I would watch on Netflix called Love on the Spectrum?
Yeah, there's a Down for Love.
Dude, it's like, so you know how Australia and New Zealand has a rivalry?
Yeah.
The Australians were like, look at our artists, bro. Look at these guys dating. And then New Zealand was like, you think that's retarded?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's insane.
Yeah. I started watching it. It's very, very, very cute.
Depressing.
And then after one episode, extremely sad.
Yeah, it's exploitative.
The autistic ones, like, this is amazing. But now you're like, oh, these are just sad. Like, poor fucking people with Down syndrome.
Yeah,
we're taking advantage of them.
It's 100% exploitative. Yeah. Like, I was on the fence with Spectrum. This one, they saw what happened, and they're like, let's exploit our Down syndrome people.
They're cute as fuck, though.
Yeah.
They're all so sweet. Like, people with Down syndrome are, like, there's got to be at least a couple dicks with Down syndrome, but generally, they're very sweet.
I sent a clip today to our group chat, Poseidon, with the boys. There was that viral video. That it was basically back in the day. It was black and white. It was like an educational film, and they were talking about people.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Is when they were describing them like, this is a mongoloid, and he's an imbecile. Yeah. But it was like medical terms. But even when they're talking shit back then, they go, they're very affectionate and like even back then when they were talking shit, people knew that Down syndrome. You're affectionate. You want to hang out with a Down syndrome person. So no, it's true. It was always known as like
very
an affectionate
sweet,
thing.
Very
sweet. Yeah, very sweet, very happy. You have to be. You have to turn them mean. You have to be a dick.
Really?
You know what's fucked up? Like every time I have someone with Down syndrome in my family, and she started dating someone, and my first question was, "Does the person have Down syndrome?"
That's valid.
Because if you have Down syndrome. And you're dating someone that doesn't have Down syndrome. That means that person is raping and filming you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way someone with Down syndrome can just have sex with a regular person and it's just cool.
No,
like, there's no one's like, oh, no.
That's my kink.
Yeah.
Can they even have sex?
Of course they can have sex.
Like, you mean legally?
No, we let them
have sex and
they're
reproduce.
Very sexual people.
Yeah.
Really?
Very sexual.
But the way I see it is if you're having sex with someone with Down syndrome, you have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You have Down syndrome.
Like, there was a couple of years ago, I did a show in somewhere in fucking Lac Saint-Jean. And I told you this story that there was a cage. They put all the special people in a cage up front. And, I start the show and then I see a cage in the front. And then I'm like, what is that? And they're like, that's where we keep all the disabled, all the people in wheelchairs and all the retards. And
that's
I'm like,
insane.
In a cage? And then I do my show, and I talk about how fucking weird it is to put them in a cage. Then I finish the show, and the lady goes, she goes, oh, you're lucky
that they were in a cage.
Here. No, she was like, you're lucky Sarah wasn't here. And I'm like, who's Sarah? She goes, she's very mean. She doesn't have any arms, doesn't have any legs, and she's always angry. And I'm like, what?
I'd be angry too if I had no arms and legs.
And she's like, she's always angry. And then I'm like, so she's too angry to have friends, doesn't have any friends. And I'm like, doesn't have a boyfriend? She goes, no, she's got a boyfriend. And then I'm like,
isn't
really?
She just a torso?
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck would date just a torso? And then she goes, that guy. And then she points, it's a big a guy with Down syndrome. And then I'm like, is Sarah mentally challenged? She goes, no. Then I'm like, that's why she's so angry. She's getting fucked by a retard nonstop. just he's fucking grabbing her, fucking her, sleeping on her like she's a pillow.
That's insane. Yeah. How come I didn't hear this story?
Yeah,
this is amazing.
I don't know.
This is a torso.
God damn.
Yeah, he's just butt fucking a torso. That's crazy.
He's fucking
that's
my pillow.
Yeah, that's fucking, fucking his pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Have sex with a torso?
Yeah, like I didn't know that you're allowed, first of all, to, like, if you don't have Down syndrome, I thought you're not allowed to
date. If you
don't
have Down syndrome and you're having sex with someone with Down syndrome,
I thought that's taking advantage.
That should be technically. Sexual exploitation.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay,
but,
I'm not
but,
crazy.
But in this situation,
it's like having sex with a child, almost.
Yeah.
But in this
well, no, because I don't think that she was making movies or she was part of the film industry. Yeah. So I think.
But in this situation, who's taking advantage
she
of
who? She
wasn't
producing fucking Tout le monde en parle, okay?
Yeah. But no, she's she's exploiting him or he's raping her. It depends on since she
if we judge
arms,
by the anger level, she's losing.
Since she doesn't have arms or legs, I don't think technically you can call her an abuser.
Yeah,
because I think you need arms and legs to abuse people.
Yeah,
you can't force someone to have sex with you by going, "Hey,
see that hole?" Let me take this off. How do you get naked?
You ask your giant retarded husband to rip your
But if she's trying to seduce him, she's just shaking it and it just falls off the bench.
You know what I think she does to take her clothes off? She probably does what my dog does when he gets out of the bath. You know, and he just rubs on the towel.
But couldn't she just fall off the chair and roll? Yeah. Wouldn't that be too... God, that would... Even if I was in the mood to fuck someone with no legs, no arms, I wouldn't be in the mood after. If you just collapse and you're just down there like a log, I'd be like, I can't do this.
It must be weird because even just like, because technically, like, she can give blowjobs, but there must be a weird blowjob because she can't, there's not much movement. A
lot of neck strength.
Yeah.
And she's doing this in front of a guy that doesn't have a neck.
Yeah. He's like, why are you?
So you're bragging? Are you bragging right now?
Shit. Hey, show off.
This is, I miss this episode. I miss this podcast.
Oh,
this is the best podcast.
That's amazing.
A funny stuff that we've been up to in general. Poseidon. Speaking of Down syndrome, Poseidon and his hotel saga, Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's not over.
So I called my credit card company and I complained to them and I'm like, they double charged me, this and that, you know, but they ended up refunding one of them. But the other one, they said that it's a glitch in the system. We can't do nothing about it.
Yes.
So they're going to end up charging me. And then,
but if they double charged you and they took one of the charges off, like
then they charge you what they should charge you.
Then they charge you what they should charge you, right? Well, that's not a glitch in the system.
Well, no, because even they had explained to me that the initial charge was a glitch. Like it wasn't supposed to be like that. Like it was just supposed to be one charge and then it's refunded. But there was two. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Anyways, go on.
So I end up explaining this to the lady.
So your first charge was a deposit.
No, it was supposed to be one deposit.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
You just said no and repeated what he told you. Yeah, so but your first charge was a deposit. You're like, no, it was a deposit.
Yeah, I guess it was. But they charged me a deposit twice.
Yeah, okay. We've been through this, but you keep saying no.
Then they refunded one of them because they made a mistake. And then you called and were angry.
So I'm a little bit confused right now. So I call.
As were they.
So I explained to my
How's your new girlfriend with no arms and no legs?
I'm glad she let you out of the cage.
How did she put me there in the first place?
Mystery.
That's impressive.
She tricks you.
She slithers in there. What do you do though? If you does she slither or does she roll? You think.
I think she gets carried. I'd get carried.
But what if you're alone?
I think she like a worm. You know how
if you're
a worm,
alone? Yeah, maybe worm it up, snake it up. Yeah,
just hop. I think a bunch of hopping, like bunch hopping of on the ass. Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you
get
tired though, smacking like.
Yeah.
It must hurt after a while.
You get used to it. You build the muscles for it.
Yeah.
How do you go long? Oh yeah, you need a cab. What if a cabbie shows up to pick you up and you're just at the front door, just a torso?
Well, they gotta
pick you up.
Yeah, of course. They pick up luggage. What's the issue with picking up a torso?
I know, but where do you grab them from?
The shoulders. Under the armpits.
There's no armpits. There's no arms.
Oh, like that level? Like literally just
that's what no limbs means, yeah.
No, but I thought like you could have no limbs.
No, so she has no, let's say.
To the shoulder?
So where do you pick her up? Like you hold by the vag? Like how do you pick her up?
I guess from the head. The hair.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah. because no matter where you grab her from.
It's assault.
It's wrong. Because you can't grab by the neck. That's fucking
you're
choking
choke slammer,
her.
Yeah.
You're not going to grab her by the pussy or the ass. You got to like get her
you gotta
to
hold
lie
her like
down.
A, like a duffel bag.
Her,
yeah.
Yeah, like a football.
Yeah.
You have a hand on her head and then you just
like,
run.
Touchdown. It's like you
smack her.
It's like you're in a cartoon and you're throwing her out of a bar.
Or maybe she comes with straps.
She comes with straps.
Yeah, she comes with straps, yeah, and you pick her up like a backpack, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like, you know those babies that you carry, you know, you put them, the babies in the fucking...
Oh, yeah, I do have my dog, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But then how does she get that on?
I don't think a cab driver would want to wear a 58-year-old woman.
He's like, I'm getting fired.
It's like a baby. It's like a baby. And then she's like, you took a wrong turn.
He just throws her off a fucking bridge. It's too wrong. You're too scared of fucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just grabbing a baby, you know, like when someone has a new baby and they're like, you want to hold it? And you're like, no, hold it. And they just want you, they just want to see you uncomfortable. But I'm never comfortable. So imagine if I'm not comfortable holding a baby. Imagine holding a 58-year-old woman.
I'd be very, I get scared of the babies because I'm very scared to drop it. Yeah. Besides scared, you might accidentally fuck it.
I'm always worried about throwing them.
Worried about throwing them.
The babies.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm holding a baby and I just want to toss it on the wall.
Don't you ever have that urge?
No, I never throw it. I'm just scared. Like if it moves and it falls, it's never happened.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I always
take
care of the baby. Like, but it's a fear because I don't.
Another worry, like about holding a baby, because you know their head is very malleable in that stage of their infancy. I'm worried, like I accidentally hold it too tight and like it becomes
very malleable.
Yeah, like it's their skull is very like. So you know what I'm talking about.
You're scared that you'll turn the baby into a conehead?
Yeah, some retard or something. Like, I go like, oh, like this. And then, like, I squeeze too hard.
And he can't wear hats anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You changed the whole kid's style.
Yeah.
You can only wear toques and socks.
Are you afraid you're going to squeeze his head so tight that just there'll be, like, a bubble on top?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Just looks like a dildo. Poor kid looks like an alien. Tell your story because I got something crazy to talk about.
Sorry. So finally, I explained this to the credit card, to my credit card company. Okay. And they go, okay, we got this.
I like
this.
Imagining that you explained it to your credit card.
Listen, bro. Listen, Visa. Stop charging me.
So I explained this to them. And then they're like, okay, it could take up until 30 days. And then I check my account. They actually refunded me twice. So I ended up double charging the hotel.
He ended by double charging them, like he threatened to do.
For so they but here's the thing though, to explain what probably actually did happen, since it was a deposit and they realized, oh shit, we took two deposits, they refunded the first deposit and then the second one, since it was just a deposit,
went through as a charge.
They refunded it because it's just a deposit.
No, so you're
they
back to where you started.
No, no, it went through as a charge. And then it was like the, because each deposit was like 200 something. So the first one disappeared. It got refunded on, the other one went through as a charge, as a posted transaction. But they ended up refunding me 400 something. And it was 200 something each.
But 200 something each together is 400.
Exactly. So they refunded me.
Everything they took from you.
More. Because
they charge you twice.
Well, no. They charged me twice. Okay. One of them came back to my account automatically.
Okay.
So they only charged me once.
Yeah.
But they weren't even
that
one.
They charged you 200 and then refunded 400.
Exactly. Oh, so so technically I double charged them.
Nice. It's good that you said it
very
now.
Good.
Before the 30 days are up. Mm. So that they can watch this episode and this guy robbed
allegedly, me. Allegedly.
Credit card fraud.
Allegedly.
Yo, I got something even crazier. So I'm at the green room on Sunday at the third floor. And I get an email. And you know, I play ball hockey on Saturdays. So I have fun, whatever. But some of these guys probably take it way too serious. Like I had my wrist covered the entire week because some fucking idiot, after a play, the play was done, he was just mad at me for defending against him. He slashed me on top of the glove and it fucked up my wrist. So yeah, so they take it too serious. They're idiots, some of these people. So I get an email and I look at it and it goes, it was for the ball hockey. It was the ball hockey league. And it goes, there's a link that has the description of what's going on. This is with disgust that I'm saying this. And I go, what are they talking about? Like, this is, why are they taking shit? So what's so disgusting? And I found out someone that plays in the ball hockey league murdered his wife.
Holy shit. Is it the guy that slashed you?
No. That would have been amazing.
That would have been very poetic.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious. But I was like, what the fuck? So then I saw that. And then I wanted to reply, be like, allegedly. Because it hasn't been proven yet. But I'll sit next to a comic, Sean Stiles is like, yeah, no, they don't have a sense of humor, bro. You're going to get banned from the league. Don't say it. Because I had two theories. One, I wanted to reply allegedly. And the other reply was just the YouTube link to the Titantron music video of Chris Benoit. But both were canceled in the green room. I had them in the draft and I said, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to get banned. And I like playing hockey in the morning on Saturdays. So I saw that and I was like, yo, this is, but in reality, this is insane, bro. If it's, because at first I go, maybe it's a misunderstanding, but the way they described it is that they, the cops, I don't know how they even knew that he was there, but they found him in his car drunk and his wife was dead in the trunk. So that's, holy shit, that's kind of hard for you to disprove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you're really bad at murder if you get drunk in a car while the body's still in the trunk.
Yeah. And I don't, to me, the signs point that he fucking didn't. He thought, like, what do I do? And he threw in the trunk. There's no other scenario. We were role playing. Yeah. She suffocated. Like, I don't know.
What if it was bringing her to the hospital?
In the trunk?
And drunk?
Like, she's luggage. Like even you have to be really drunk to throw the person that you bring to the hospital in the trunk. That's crazy.
Even that lady that doesn't have legs and a strap on her back gets a back seat.
Yeah, she's not going to be in the trunk.
Yeah.
So I haven't followed up on the story yet since then. I'm going to look into it, see if there's any more stuff.
Do you know this guy or it's just a guy from the league?
It's the guy from the league. Like because there's three games every Saturday. There's the 9 o'clock, the 10:30, and the 12. I play the middle one, the 10:30. It feels a nice little meet. I don't waste a day. I get some exercise. I think I played against him once, but he plays normally in the early game, the 9 game. Okay. So I saw, it's very disgusting. First of all, murder in general is fucked up, but murdering your wife is fucking insane. So piece of garbage for sure. Mm. It's just, it was weird. Like it felt fake at first. I thought maybe it was a scam link. Like that's how ridiculous it seemed. God, that's a weird ball hockey
They're
message.
Taking this trash talk too far.
This is fucking insane. And then I saw that it was that. And I was like, you know, obviously they're not comics, so they can't take a joke. Yeah. So I couldn't joke about it. But I'm very curious to see what happened. But it was fucked up. I saw a photo. Beautiful woman. Good looking dude, too. Like, it was such a stupid fuck. People are dumb, bro. Yeah. People got to calm down. Your life is very limited.
Yeah.
What do you think is the backstory to that? You think it was just...
Here's the thing.
Backstory is the guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Yeah. She could have banged the entire neighborhood and it wouldn't... Like, there's no...
Yeah.
Why kill
nothing,
someone?
Nothing is bad enough to deserve... murder, like when it's your wife,
like
if it's some dude raping your kid,
that's a different story. But I'm
of course, no, I agree.
Just you being angry or scorned, it's not worth it. And I keep
even if she goes, I'm fucking your brother because he doesn't have a little dick like you.
Leave her.
You should be like, oh, you fucking whore, and just leave.
Yeah, I even tell people, like, sometimes I'll get messages about people who are sad, like fans, and they want to kill themselves or whatever, you know. So we talk it through, and this is all gonna end at some point anyway. There's no point to rush it. Yeah. Enjoy it as much as you can, because no one's getting out of this shit alive. Don't be stupid. Just enjoy. Yeah. Even if you're feeling super down, don't let that shit take over, because whether you like it or not, all of us, me included, none of us are making it out alive. No one is.
Yeah.
So enjoy the time you have. Listen to podcasts. Go out some nature. If you're tired of city life, go to the village, some shit. But fuck that shit. Don't fuck it up for everyone.
Walk
else.
Barefoot.
What?
Walk barefoot out of nature.
Why don't you say barefoot? Why are you saying barefoot?
It's barefoot.
Barefoot.
No, it's barefoot.
Oh, it's barefoot. I thought it was. I always barefoot. Thought it was barefoot.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. Like not.
Barefoot. I'm walking barefoot. Not. I'm walking barefoot.
I never got
because
people
I thought
that
bear.
Walk.
I thought by saying barefoot, you're saying like a bear. It sounds too much like a bear and then foot. So I always thought it was barefoot.
Now you know what's fucked up? You've said it so often now, I don't even know how we're supposed to say it anymore. I have no idea. Like, well, I was walking barefoot. It's barefoot, right?
It's barefoot. Okay. Barefoot?
Yeah. So I'm like, barefoot.
Buffoon. Say it with me. Buffoon?
Buffoon idiot.
Him and his idiot fucking friend, Guido. You understand?
Oh, I was talking about Guido. I was trying to explain Guido on Sunday night.
On Suzuki, very difficult.
Because someone was saying how, a lot of people go to shitty countries to get operations. And then I was trying to describe Guido. And then everyone's reaction was like, that's not a good idea. And I was like, I know. I'm not
a follow up.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fucking sell his lifestyle.
I have a follow up.
So, what happened with Guido and him?
So, before we get to Guido and him, one of the people that come to my regular Tuesday nights, I found out, was one of them is the cop found him in the crack house that day.
Okay.
That was a fan. The show and was lenient on him and tried to help him out. Okay, so that's number one, which I found fucking hilarious. And then told me other Guido stories, which were fucking funny.
In a crack house with a transsexual.
That was it. That day, that guy. Yeah. So he big fan of the show, big comedy fan, him and his wife, cool people. So, anywho, they're doing the intellectuals. I have the misfortune of producing that show. Guido comes in. And this episode comes out this week. His lips are Kardashian lips, like full lip, like this. All is going to his nose.
Fucking Botox.
So I'm like, what is going on? His beard was nice, was piss yellow. He looked like a homeless guy. I go, what happened to you? What the fuck's going on? He's like, I put a beard thing on and it's supposed to dye my beard, but you're supposed to leave it in for like 11 minutes. But I got a phone call from these guys that know Bret Hart. So I stayed on for a half hour and then it burnt my lips and my lips. I have it. So he came to the studio. He looked like a mutant. Okay. So recording the episode, he's looking like a mutant.
He got a call from someone that knows Bret Hart. How pathetic is that? Hello? What? Personally? You know him personally?
Mike, we're not done. So now I'm producing this episode and I can't take him serious because he looks like a mutant, right? And he's talking about his fucking stupid Mexican dentist. And while he's talking, bro, his fucking tooth flies out of his fucking out of his fucking mouth. Out of his fucking mouth, Mike. His tooth flies out of his fucking mouth. So he's like, he's toothless with huge lips and a yellow beard. And like, bro, I can't take it. He's a broken, defeated human being. His tooth flew out.
What was his reaction?
He's like, I'm going to go out and fix this. And then he goes out and he was looking. You know, there's like a thing to stick for dentures. He's like, he couldn't find. So he comes in, he's like, I didn't find any. I go, of course not. Why would I have that here? We're not 90.
Because he looked through here. He looked in the studio.
Because he usually uses his father's.
That's what he said. And then I go, well, your dad's on here. And then I go, so how's your tooth stuck in there? He's like, you have a scented candle out there. So I took the wax.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
Oh, it's crazy. You understand what I'm living, Mike. I'm going through it. I'm fucking going through it.
Fuck.
It's insane.
Jesus.
His tooth flew out during the podcast. And on the line, we had Adam under house arrest, who was living with his landlord now, the roommates, and was just mad at us for saying that he gets scammed. He's like, can we agree that? And I'm like, dude, Guido just lost a tooth. Shut up. Like, it was just crazy.
These interest rates ain't no joke, Mike.
Mike, you understand? It's insane. What they're mentally retarded people.
Who Adam, how much is he paying interest rate?
He doesn't want to tell
us. He's paying blowjobs.
Yeah, no, he doesn't want to tell us what he's paying for his rent, but he goes, but now he was downgraded. He's no longer in the basement. He just has a room with the, they just hang out together.
At least he can piss or shit in the middle of the night.
Yeah. He lives with his landlord and other roommates. It's fucking amazing. Could you imagine?
Which is better that though than being in a fucking cellar. Because he wasn't a basement, it was a cellar.
It was a cellar, but now there's someone living in the cellar and he lives with his landlord apparently. Just hang out.
What the fuck is going on in this city?
Yeah.
It's not this city.
It's not this city.
It's your entourage.
Don't blame the city.
Yeah.
These are the retards that I attract. That's what it is.
That's
I'm
insane.
A magnet. They feel very comfortable around me.
Yeah.
It's because they see this face. They're like, could be the syndrome. Yeah. I'm borderline. I know. I'm aware. I'm aware of how I look.
You know. Real recognize real.
Real recognize real.
You know, and they attract. Yeah. You attract what you are.
R recognize R.
So what is Guido going to do with his tooth? Is he going back to Mexico?
Yeah, and I'm like, why would you go back? The money you're spending going back and forth and your teeth keep flying out of your fucking mouth.
I don't think they're doing that good of a job.
That's what I said.
Well, we found out yesterday that he was going down there and all the time it was temporary fixes. It wasn't a permanent fix every time.
This is what he says. He goes, I went down there. It was only a temporary fix, but I knew that. I go, why'd you do a temporary? He goes, because in order for him to fix it properly, I'll have to stay there for 3 days. And I said, how long did you stay there? 2 days. I go, why didn't you stay an extra day to fix your fucking tooth? It's crazy what I'm going through because I feel like this is a gag. I feel like Poseidon is pretending to be retarded for all these years just because they're filming me and I'm part of the Truman Show.
I feel like I've lost my mind and everything's a figment of my imagination.
It's too crazy. It's too unbelievable. It's too much. It doesn't feel like yesterday. I was going through. I was looking at it. I go, how am I going to say this to Mike? Like he's going to have to watch the episode, and like there's no way. How am I going to describe this to Mike? What's going on here? This is crazier than the guy murdering his wife.
Yeah, you need. Yeah, the guy murdering his wife is the best part of your week.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. And then people are like, how
you're
come?
Like finally back to fucking
back to normalcy. All right, murder. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, it's just it's crazy what I go through every week. And then sometimes people are like, some days you have a short fuse. It's because I go through this some days and I don't know like how to handle it because it's not real life.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's very wacky.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
This is, it's very insane.
That's what I'm going through. How was your week?
My week was really good. I was in Florida. I got my haircut.
Brag.
My haircut went to Disney World. During the summer is the worst place in the world. Like when
I would argue during any part of the year.
No, it's actually fun though.
Yeah.
Especially when you bring kids. Like I was with my girlfriend and her kids, so they lost their shit.
Fast pass?
No, because the last time I went to Disney, like Universal used to, you could buy the fast pass. In the old days, Disney, you couldn't buy it. You had to get it with the, at first with the ticket, then the app. And then halfway through the day, I was like trying to get their app is shit. Disney fucking sucks for the internet. If you go on the Disney website or their app, it's fucking garbage. And then I realized, oh, fuck. I spent an hour and a half waiting in line. I could have just fucking bought a fast pass.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But even the fast pass, everybody buys it. It's not fast anymore.
Yeah. But it there wasn't that many people because it was so fucking hot. It was 92 degrees Fahrenheit plus the humidity. So it was just insane.
Is that why it sucked? Because the heat?
Yeah, it was too hot.
I thought it was too many people.
No, it was just too hot. It was crazy, crazy, crazy hot. And since I knew it was going to be so hot, we only went for half a day. Like, I told the kids, we're going to go after supper. So we went, around at 6 o'clock at night. We got there at 6, left at 10. So we were there for 4 hours. The most fucking expensive 4 hours of my life, but... it was still good.
Oh, and while you were away, I heard that you like drag shows for children.
And, we didn't talk about that last
episode, I talked about another podcast. Okay, it was insane.
Yeah, because I did on the my French podcast, I had Mona de Grenoble who's a drag queen.
Homosexual. An angry homosexual.
A famous angry homosexual. And Mona did a joke about murdering people, but murdering people in general, the way that we were doing jokes about fucking murder 3 minutes ago. But people took that as a death threat. And people were tagging me. And then they were like, Mona de Grenoble is a death threat. And they were tagging the Sûreté du Québec.
They called the RCMP, which is our FBI.
That's actually hilarious. Yeah. That there is actually one guy very funny.
I don't know why they dragged me into the mix. I wasn't even there. I keep telling people. They made that clip.
Yeah.
The Rebel News girl made that clip. And I was like, Mike didn't say anything in that whole clip.
Yeah.
So you're like, do you still feel like this, Mike? Mike could want murder. Yeah, you don't even know what Mike's opinion is. You took my opinion, and I said, I still feel the same way. But that was not a call to murder.
Yeah.
In context, that's like them getting mad at Edward Norton, being like, I don't like racism. And then you have a clip of American History X, like, well, why'd you kill that black guy?
Yeah,
it's not real.
I used to have a joke, and this Jason reminded me of this joke. After my court thing, I used to have a joke about me drowning my son.
Yeah.
And in the joke, I'd drown my own son, and people would be offended. And then I'd be like, you realize that you're fucking offended about me murdering someone that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's like a movie. It's not real.
He's fake. He doesn't exist. And I was like, not only could I murder him, I could have sex with him.
Yeah, he's not real.
I could have sex with him. Who cares? It's legal. I can fuck a child that doesn't exist. But it was the same thing. And the weird thing is, at first it was like, look at what this drag queen said. Look at what this drag queen said. And then look at what Sébastien from Les Denis said. And then I was just there. I'm just there. I'm hosting. And then after it became, look at what Mike Ward said. And I saw a weird fucking guy.
Then they were tagging me. They're like, I was like, I wasn't even there.
I saw a guy on TikTok. He was yelling and he was like, look at what Mike Ward said on television.
You didn't say anything and it wasn't on television.
I didn't say anything and it's not on TV. You fucking dummy.
That's funny.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody should be upset at that, because I watched the clip, it should be Canadian Tire employees.
Yeah, that was a good burn on the Canadian Tire employees. Yeah, and also I kept telling people the way Mona said, I'm going to go kill people, or I should. The way Mona said it
because I asked Mona, I was like, what's it like being a drag queen in 2023? Because people are losing their minds about drag queens. People are angry about drag queens. And then Mona was just like, I hate these fucking people that insult me, and they all think that we want to bang their kids.
Mona
and
hates
he
kids.
Goes, but we see what you look like, so your kids are disgusting. I don't want to have sex with your kid. Your kid is disgusting. I want your kid to work at like a Canadian Tire. I want your kid to change my fucking tires.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so you don't like these people? She was like, I fucking hate these people. I want to murder them with an axe.
Yeah.
Like, and then people were like,
I could kill them with an axe. Yeah. Basically.
And then people were like, he wants to murder people with an axe. And then I had so many, every fucking thing I've done since, every post, it's like, do you want to murder people with an axe?
It's so insane. People are so stupid. It's I told him, all your favorite sports teams, I guarantee you, in the locker room before they go out, they say, we're going to go kill the other team. We're going to rape them. They don't mean those literally.
Yeah. It's just a turn of phrase. I don't think they say we're going to rape them.
They do. I play sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we say that. But it's true.
We're going to rape the Bruins.
Yeah, or, oh, he got raped, or this. It's just part of the lingo, but it's not, they're not they're not going to sexually assault Zdeno Chara. Like, it's not, that's not the, it's just how people speak in that, it's just in killing, oh, I could fucking kill this person, or goddamn, I'm going to kill her, I'm going to kill him. You're not actually, unless you play hockey with me, you're not actually going to kill the person that you're living with. Like, it's not going to happen.
Speaking of rape, I had the weirdest fucking dream. You know how my dreams are always very bizarre?
Yeah.
There's a guy that used to host Family Feud in Quebec. I dreamt that I was in prison,
and he raped
and I
you?
Was paying him and his son money.
So that you don't get raped?
I don't know if I was paying them money so I could rape them
what?
Or so that they wouldn't rape me. I'm not sure. Like, the dream, what? It wasn't clear.
I'm not good at negotiating. I don't know what I paid for, but I paid.
But I remember, like, I kept on giving him money, and I was giving him a lot. Like, I was in prison, and someone had told me, because, like, a guy told me, he was like, how much you paying them? And I was like, I'm giving each $100,000 a year. And then he was like, you could just buy their lunch. You could buy a pack of smokes once a week, and that's enough. And I was like, they're each getting $100,000 a year.
I'm new here. And then, I'm new in the rape game.
And then when I woke up, I was like, why? And plus, this guy is like fucking, like, he's tiny, so he can't defend me. And so I was like, I woke up and I was like in my dream, it sounded like I was paying him for protection. But if you're going to pay $100,000 in prison, you're going to get a fucking guy that's like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, was I paying? Was that like hush money for shut up about the fucking?
I don't think it was hush money. It doesn't make any sense.
It didn't
just
make
that
sense.
That's funnier.
I was like, what the fuck? I woke up and I was seriously confused. I was like, why the fuck did? Why was I paying the Family Feud guy $100,000 a year? And his son was like,
why was his son in there?
I don't know.
Oh, they're also disingenuous because when they took that clip and they took the old 2-drink minimum clip, I noticed them today. They also lie in the translation because they know a lot of people, they might not speak English. So there's a point where me and you say that, yeah, we make fun of Alex Jones, all that. Mm. And then in French, it translated to, yeah, we make fun of religions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw it today. It goes, yeah, we make fun of religions. And I was like, no, we said we make fun of Alex Jones.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, even though I do make fun of religions too. Mm. But that's not, but you know, it's just what they're trying their best to put people against us. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. The fact that they called the police, though, is the funniest part. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the RCMP got phone calls.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Could you imagine being that Mona's going to kill the officer?
Yeah.
How fucking.
Mona, though, was like Michelle talked to Mona's manager, and Mona, like, doesn't want to do podcasts anymore and is a, like, I was like, don't let these fucking people scare you.
Yeah.
Like, they're just angry and fuck them.
Yeah, because I had asked even before that happened to come back on the podcast, and now it doesn't seem like it's going to happen because of worried. Don't give a fuck, bro. Don't give in to these. They're
Quit
just
being a fag.
Yeah, such a fag. That's the next text. You're such a fag. God damn. Act like a woman.
Like, if you're going to dress like a woman.
Act like, be tough. Pretend you could give birth. Fucking be, you could take this. You could, if you could take a dick, you could take a joke. But you could take a couple of death threats, right?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. We've been threatened.
Yeah.
I've been threatened.
Yeah, they don't threaten
that crazy guy.
It's, there's something weird about me. Like, my girlfriend, since she's a producer, a couple of her artists are getting death threats.
Nice.
And they take that shit seriously, and they're like, we got to call the cops. We got to do this. And I'm like, if someone wants to murder you, they'll murder you. They're not. If they say they're going to murder you, they're not going to do shit.
Yeah.
But that's not, I don't think that's
I don't think it's the right approach.
It's not but that's the way I've always felt.
Like, yeah, our approach is come find me, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Send location.
Yeah, I'm gonna murder you. Yeah. You ain't gonna do shit. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, I know that my approach isn't the best either, but it's my approach. Yeah. I own it. That's my approach.
That's how I've always been, though. Yeah. For real. Because like if I wanted, like, I've never thought about murdering someone.
You should. It's fun.
If I wanted to murder someone, like, you need the element of surprise is a big plus. So if I keep texting you, hey, Pantelis, when I see you, I'm going to murder you. As soon as you see me, you're going to be ready for the murder.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to murder you.
Or it's going
to
be tougher.
It's going to be hard. I'm going to have to fucking work for my murder.
It's just someone who's angry at the moment.
Yeah.
And says something extreme. Just,
yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. All it is. But even these people, they took it extreme. It wasn't people watching the show. It was people who saw the out of context clips.
Yeah.
Because even the clips were kind of the original ones were edited deceptively.
Yeah.
They weren't flowing.
And even in context, it's just comedy that's taken it too far. Like Sebastien, that is the guy that's not the drag queen. Yeah. When we're talking about rape, he was like,
rape never hurt anyone.
Rape never hurt anyone. And he just said that because it's so ridiculous. Stupid.
Yeah. No, never murdered.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, no, never hurt. Yeah. I don't.
I think he.
A jamais tué quelqu'un, but yeah. In English, normally you would say
never hurt.
Yeah, never hurt.
Okay,
never
hurt anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just it's funny because it's just so
yeah. It's
stupid.
Not a statement of how it's so ridiculous.
But if you hear someone say that and you're like, okay, he meant that. That's mental.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just like if you say, for example, like someone brings up slavery and you're like, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
How bad was that? You would say it as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, no one's like,
yeah.
No one actually believes like, it's not that bad being a slave.
Yeah,
like no one's, yeah, it's just so crazy. But just the fact they take, the context doesn't matter for comedy, right? For comedy, if I want to take it serious, I'm going to take it serious.
Yeah.
But if we do that, we have to do it for everything.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, Edward Norton should be in prison for killing that make-believe black
and
guy.
A lot of the people like in the comments, some people were going, it's a comedy podcast. And then others were saying, but exactly, it's not a comedy show. It's a podcast. So people are saying what they actually think. But in a comedy podcast, nobody says what they actually think.
No, we were talking
you
about holding a
shit that's
we're
funny.
Talking about Down syndrome rape.
Yeah.
None
of
us are going to rape Poseidon. You're safe. You're safe with us.
Thank God. Mm. I was going to go home and pray
he
after.
He was going to put on his helmet.
I was going to start arming
putting
up.
Putting on the rape helmet. It's so crazy. It's so. It also. Why are you doing it on purpose? You're just looking to get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People like to be angry.
And also, I think drag story time is stupid. I said another podcast. I go. Mm. I support Mona. Mona's my friend. But I don't think that I should even be. My stand up does not belong in an elementary school. It's a nightclub thing. It's for adults. I shouldn't be at a school elementary be like, what's the deal with these Jews? No, I shouldn't. That's for adults in a nightclub setting.
I think the world's fucked up right now. Yeah. It's in a weird, fucked up place, especially the West. So people want to be angry at something. They want
to
blame something.
Yeah, everyone wants to be a victim.
Everyone, yeah.
I'm a victim of what he said. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up and do your thing, bro. Protect your family. Do your thing. But Mona, I feel bad that Mona's scared now to do podcasts.
Yeah.
Because you feel you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Fucking bullies.
Yeah, you got a lot of hate.
These goddamn bullies. Mm. You still getting hate? I think Maxime Martin is going to get most
of
the hate
now. I'm good. Like, I've been, the last couple of years, I've been really.
You don't care.
Even like, yeah, I think it's I don't care anymore. Like even
that's
even
the best way to live.
Like
I'm
going to
fucking kill you. You're like, all right, good luck with that.
Yeah, even with the, yeah, I don't care.
Later, bro.
Like,
I wish you the best.
Like today, I was doing a thing with my friend Pat, and he was like, he asked me, he was like, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. I'm super happy. And he was like, yeah, but I'm happy for real.
Yeah,
so
you don't give a shit.
If people fucking hate me, I don't care.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
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 I'm almost there.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. I think it's going to happen when I get a little bit older, because now I still have the energy to be like, fuck you. But in the back of my mind, I forget about it after I stop talking about it.
Yeah, I don't have energy.
Yeah, soon, because I won't have the energy, I won't even talk about it. It'll just be like, meh, it's a retarded person.
I'm driven by hate.
Yeah, he's fueled by hate.
Yeah.
Hate and racism.
Yeah. Mm. But funny racism.
Oh, do you want to see something that, like, I'm never angry, and this made me angry.
The
TikTok thing I showed you. Remember the show Dharma and Greg?
Yes, the gay guy.
A sitcom. I don't even think this was a. No, I it wasn't Will and Grace.
Oh, it wasn't. No, it was the blonde girl.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so the chick on the left is the blonde girl.
Oh, what happened to her? Jesus Christ!
But this is like the Dharma and Greg was like 30 years ago or 20 years ago.
Oh,
so
yeah, so she's gonna look different.
We're just having a small issue here.
What's the issue, dog? Are you all right?
It's not. What the fuck? Who the fuck touched all this shit here, bro?
Didn't you test this before we started?
Okay. Said? And now it's working. Sorry about that.
All right. So put the volume on.
All right. Story time.
So that's her and her husband.
Hold on. Let me just.
So this is. We all know what you want to.
I want to. Oh, can I put this big screen?
I don't know.
It's fucking weird. Hold on.
What are you doing, bro? Just
because I'm trying to, because I'm trying to, play. I'm trying to center it because it wasn't centered and it was anyways.
I think it's more about what they're gonna say than anything. Yeah. Like yeah. That.
Sorry about that.
What's the most jealous in our 34 years we've mm-hmm. been together? What's the most jealous you've ever been of me?
1998, a well-known comedian, and I can't say who, took you out after a show.
Oh. Press pause.
And
press
I knew
pause.
He wanted to.
Like, see, when I heard this at first, I was like, okay. The guy's jealous because his comedic actress wife went to have dinner with a comedian. So I thought it was like after a pilot
that's what's
or after a day of work, but it's not. Keep going.
To have a slice of Jenna Pie.
Uh-huh.
And
I hate him.
You guys
what's
went
Jenna
out
Pie?
And
her, because her name
like,
is Jenna.
Had a bite after his show. Mm-hmm. And I knew what he was after. And you were kind of being like, no, no, we're just friends. And I was like, oh, my God, no. And then, sure enough, I think, and I won't say who, but he made a pass at you, right? He tried to get you to go up to his hotel room.
Well, he had been drinking. We were on the dance floor. He was...
I didn't know you went dancing, too.
It was like a dance floor at the bar.
Oh, anything else?
And then that I gave him a ride home because I was trying to be responsible.
Right.
And he was trying to convince me to go up to his room with him. And then that's where I was like,
yeah.
My husband and I were just at your show.
Press pause.
Earlier, so I'm going
to
go back
see
to
what
him.
She, yeah. She said? She said, my husband and I were at your show. So you're like, she went to a show with her husband. The comic said, hey, do you want to go have something
and
to
she
eat?
She left.
And she was like, go home.
Later,
and
goblin.
Then she went to eat with the fucking comic, and then she went dancing with the comic.
That
and then
sense.
He wanted to... I was like, that fucking
If
bitch.
Anyone's going to murder their wife, it should be this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, this guy that's, should murder
Yeah, that's
his
suspicious
wife.
Behavior on her yeah. part.
And that guy, you can tell, like... You know how weird it is when... Like, she used to... Like, she's still a good-looking lady for, like, in her 50s. She... But so...
She looks way different, though.
She... But she was, like, a 9, and he's, like, a 5. So he's just too happy to be with his hot wife. But even if your wife is too hot for you, don't accept
that
shit like that.
That's so fucking
that's
crazy.
So
yeah, I can't believe he's been with her for 34 years.
Yeah. I can't believe... Dude, what he just described... What? Yeah, what came out of this at the end, it's so crazy that you go watch... A show with your wife, like when you were at Disney World, you're there with a girlfriend, all that. Some guy, that a famous guy, comes and says, "I want to take you out to dinner," and she tells you, "Yeah, grab the kids, go to the hotel. I'll see you guys later." Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's
yeah.
That's completely. I've never even heard of a scenario.
That's
like that. It's like a porn scenario of a cuck.
Yeah, it's
if,
a proposal.
If my wife said that, I'd be like, "Okay, go have dinner, and all of your clothes is gonna be on fire."
Yeah.
In the street.
Yeah, yeah, it's so crazy.
All of your shit is going to be in the river.
It's preposterous behavior.
This is too much.
Yeah, preposterous. Absolutely preposterous.
Yeah, that's like a cook porn thing. Mm. And I love how the guy's like, I'm jealous. That's more than jealous. But that's insane. First of all, the way it sounds, there may have been more that happened.
She definitely
fucked
that guy.
100%.
Yeah.
She totally.
Okay, I'm not crazy. Okay.
She totally glug-glucked to that comedian.
Yeah,
100%.
She came back and she was like,
100%.
I didn't go to his room.
He invited me to go to his house.
Yeah,
and
I didn't do it. I was like, that's why would I go to your hotel room when I have these nice seats in my car?
Yeah, she totally sucked that dick.
I drove him home. Just throw him in a cab. Why is it your responsibility?
I feel bad for him, though.
Who?
The comic guy?
No, the guy. Like,
no, he's an adult man.
But I feel bad for him because he doesn't have the courage to just... He didn't have the courage back then to just dump her.
Still doesn't.
He thinks it's an amusing anecdote.
Yeah.
He's like, remember the time you cheated on me and you told me you didn't? That was awesome. Let's do a TikTok.
I'm not going to name
Hold
him.
On, I'm busy,
Dane
bro.
Cook's cock.
I'm
how does it taste?
I'm not going to name him, but our son looks exactly like him.
Holy shit.
I'm not like going to name him, but Dane Jr. looks exactly like him.
His name is Dwayne Chef, the kid.
God
it's
damn.
So stupid. What a dumb... Yeah, that made me angry a bit.
Yeah.
What a dumb...
You're right, it is his fault. Too.
And her, I love her. She's like... It's not a big deal. And when she says, it's not a big deal. We went to watch a show together. Then I told you to fucking go home so I can fuck this guy.
That's fucked
crazy.
Up. That's the
crazy.
Audacity on this bitch.
I hope that she made him walk home.
Well, like she had the car.
That's what I hope.
No, but she had the car. She
drove. Oh, yeah, she did drive the car back. Oh, fuck.
Or would this
that, amazing.
That stupid cuck had to walk home.
It would be even crazier if it was his car.
Look, here's what
it
I'm
was
say.
Probably his car. He, like he,
God,
here's, here's what I'm gonna say. Dane Cook, a lot of people talk shit about him. Some gangster move, bro.
Yeah. Seriously. I
Yo, I'm gonna fuck your wife. Walk home because we need the car for later because I'm gonna get hammered. Yeah. She's gonna have to drive me. And that's it, man. Just shut the fuck up. We'll talk about it on TikTok in a couple of years. That's crazy, dude.
God damn.
This guy's insane. I would never. I can't think of a scenario where that could ever happen at a lot. That.
Yeah.
Imagine you go to a show, bro,
I'd
with your
girlfriend. I'd be throwing hands. Everyone would be catching a beating. Anybody in my sight.
You go watch a 50 Cent concert, and then 50 Cent tells your
I'm
girlfriend,
I'm throwing hands.
Come, we're going to hang out. You go
I'm
home.
I'm throwing hands. I don't give a fuck. She's getting smacked.
And your girlfriend's like, go fucking home. Yeah, I got stuff to do here.
She's getting smacked. I'm throwing hands with 50 Cent. I
it's
don't give
so
a fuck.
Crazy.
I'm throwing hands with
it's
his
It's such
security.
An unbelievable scenario.
Yeah, it's insane. It's completely insane.
It's not even really happening to me, and I'm thinking about it. I'm getting angry.
Yeah. No, I'm very mad for him, actually.
Yeah, you're right. This is why
and why would he brag about that? Like, if your wife fucked a comic and you had to walk home after his show, like, you just saw his show and you're like, that was very good, but you're walking home. But at that part that he fucking
that's why he's bragging. He's like, yeah, my wife, it wasn't me, but she fucked someone funny at some point.
Fuck. But imagine and then you tell that story. Ugh.
The best joke that Dane Cook pulled all night was that punchline of fucking that dude's wife.
Yeah.
It's back. The ghost turned on and off.
Yeah, it's being
you
weird.
Think it's Dane Cook?
the ghost?
Yeah. No,
that's what they wrote in the comments.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. Maybe someone wrote Dane Cook because they you know, these fucking internet people do some research. I don't care who it was. I hope it was Eddie Murphy. That would make me happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it was. It's just she's in the wrong. He's in the wrong because he's an idiot. But she's making it seem like, why does
dumb.
That make you jealous?
Yeah. Very bitch
to
behavior.
To me, that's crazy.
No, she's 100% in the wrong for doing that. That's preposterous behavior, like I've said. But he's also a retard for staying with her for
that's
fucking
insane.
34 years. That's insane.
34 years.
But whoever sees that TikTok and their neighbors, you could totally bang her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I took from that.
Yeah.
She's single and ready to mingle as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. That guy's like, nah, I'm so jealous. What a fucking idiot,
God,
bro.
Man.
What a fucking idiot.
I wonder how old she is. Well, what's her name? Can you Google Dharma and Greg, girl?
Dharma.
Dharma
and Greg.
Is it with an H? D H A.
Who cares? You'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Dharma and Greg, actress.
What's her
Jenna
fucking...
something.
Jenna Elfman.
Yeah,
oh,
that's it.
Click on her Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
To see how old
51.
She is.
51.
Oh, she looks
51.
Good for 51.
Okay, so they've been together 34 years. So that guy started banging her when she was 17. Google how old her husband is. So maybe
Bodie Elfman.
What is
it's
his?
Bodie Elfman. It says spouse Bodie Elfman.
Yeah, how old is he?
Bodie Elfman.
Yeah, American actor. He is 54.
Oh, shit. So she was 17 and he was 21.
Statutory.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's not any better.
Yeah. No, he's very cool, bro. Now I like him. This guy's a cool dude.
Which isn't the end of the world.
No, it's not
the
end of the world.
But there is something funny.
About him. He's 21. He's like, hey, I got a car. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, I'm the cool guy. Why is she banging that guy? Why is she banging that open micer?
Yeah, she's like, you want to bang him in my car?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, hey, babe, do you want to? I got a car. Really? Can I borrow it to drive fucking Dane Cook home?
God damn. How old is Dane Cook?
That doesn't matter.
Dane Cook is probably early 50s.
Whoop, I wrote Dane.
But the thing is, like, everyone thinks it's a famous comic. I like thinking that it's someone that never made it.
It
That's
might not
even
be.
Funnier.
Yeah.
Having her semi-famous banging some fucking.
I'm going to be honest.
Like, newbie. Like,
I hope it's Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's Carrot Top.
Yeah.
And he threw props in her vagina.
Yeah, Carrot Top.
She came out, she goes back home, he's like, you can do anything with it? Of course not. And she's taking out like pool cues out of her vagina.
Carrot Top's probably got a lot of sex toys.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he has a chest full of them probably.
Yeah.
He's jacked, this guy.
Yeah, he's very muscular. He's probably angry because of all the steroids.
And also because everybody keeps talking shit about him.
Yeah. And he looks like that
redhead. Oh, fuck, he is jacked.
Yeah.
Carrot Top will fucking turn you into a pretzel, bro.
He lives in Orlando. I thought he was in Vegas. Yeah, well, he's in Vegas, but he has a house in Orlando. So when he's not working, he's in Orlando. The other day, I was following a guy, and I was like, that guy looks like, or I was like, that lady looks exactly like Carrot Top, because he looks like a lady. And then I was like, that's fucking Carrot. And I was like, there's no way that's not Carrot Top. Then I got home and I Googled Carrot Top, and I saw he has a house in Orlando. Pretty sure it's him.
Oh, shit.
You could have spoken to him.
Pretty sure it's him, yeah.
Could have got him as a guest.
Could have asked him, how was that Jenny Elfman?
Do you ever fuck Jenny Elfman? Yeah. Is she on TikTok again? Yeah. Is that cuck still upset? What a fucking dummy.
Goddamn, that's
so
wild.
Mike, we've got stuff to say. You're going to be in New York. I'm not going to this trip to watch Oli in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Because I started a new comedy night. We're doing comedy in your hood. We're doing different stand-up shows at different parts of Montreal for people that can't come downtown. This one's going to be in St. Leonard. Then we have a French one in Ahuntsic. So we're starting those. Make them regular. But you tell Oli not to fuck around. He has to win to go to the finals. Not for him. For me. I'm missing the semifinals because I'm expecting to be at the finals to watch him become double champ.
Okay.
So you tell him there's going to be trouble if he doesn't win. There's one way is victory, and then we'll talk about the finals. Mike Ward, MikeWard.ca for your tour dates, Mikey. You're going back on tour in French in the fall, I believe, yep. If I'm not crazy. The residency will start. You're going to do a month here in Montreal just to work things out, I believe.
Yeah.
At a big, big theater.
Yeah.
And tickets, when are they going on sale?
They're already on sale for a lot of the early shows. So MikeWard.ca for the tickets.
Okay, and MikeWard.ca, you can also find links to Patreon, patreon.com/SuzaKut. Subscribe, join the Patreon for SuzaKut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, so you could get the entire back catalog of episodes and you could see what all the hype is right now. Mike has just dropped the episode in France with Blanche Gardin and Maxime Martin, which is getting a lot of heat because everyone's angry because Maxime won't shut the fuck up. It's pretty fucking funny. And then a couple of weeks, the Sebastian one comes out. So check that out. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of my stuff. I got a lot of funny episodes. Watch The Intellectuals to see Guido's tooth fly out. I'm not editing that out. That's going to be in the episode. Poseidon is IamPoseidon.com. IamPoseidon.com. It has all of his links. Thank you all. Subscribe. Tell your friends. And most importantly, go fuck yourselves.